Hey guys, welcome back to another interesting episode of the
Afro-Zillennial podcast.
So, why are you not ginger, Tony?
I feel like I'm so ginger. I was going to say, you know, we're literally always wearing black.
Yeah,
for people think we're demons now or something. We're no, we can't put it now. You look like Serena Williams today. Serena Williams, like,
giving, as always.
I'm joking. Hi, guys. Glad to be back again on another episode. We hope you guys didn't miss us too much because, you know,
I mean,
been away for a while.
Yeah. Well, and we bring the tea every time, you know.
Period, per.
So, well, today is a very, very interesting day because, as usual, we are bringing back another very interesting and popular topic.
Yeah. You guys, they're coming for the girls. Let me just let you know now. Before we start, they're coming for us. But
you not
I'm here to support you guys.
Before you not begin, because we're always coming for girls.
But you guys are always coming for girls.
No.
Especially all the men on the
show. It was only one episode that we came for girls. And that was a retaliation of the first episode that you guys did.
We shall see.
Coming for Lagos men.
We shall see. Don't worry, guys.
With Osas. And it's even funny because, anyway, let me move to my introduction of the guests.
This was a fool, I swear. Don't worry, you understand why you did that soon.
Yeah, you understand why I did that. So to speak on this amazing topic with us, we have a very phenomenal person here with us. Someone that is very significant to the guests who drag the men on this channel. So yes, we would drag.
And I yet to drag the women too.
So yeah, we have an amazing content strategist with us. He's also a content creator. He also does these videos where he drops like 2 cents, like
words of wisdom.
Like, when you listen to it, you think about your life,
and you have to repost by fire by force. So he doesn't even have to beg you. Kindly share, save, nothing. You definitely repost it.
And what I really like about his videos, that's why when we say he's a content strategist, he knows the type of content that would do well.
Exactly.
His picture quality, the quality of his videos,
top
his
notch.
Audio, like,
and doesn't do too much. Just like 3 seconds. Okay, not 3 seconds. Like 10 seconds or so. But yeah, it's always.
He would just come with his
scarf
on his head and
signature
just
scarf.
You know. So with us today we have senior man
OA.
Hi guys, thank you.
Hi,
for
Hi senior man.
Introduction.
See, yes. I even look like a senior man. Nice. Hey, give it us the drape. Okay. I mean,
it's
let's
nice
go.
To be here.
Thank nice you. Nice to have you here. Yeah.
For me, yeah, it's the swag for me.
You
the
know.
Swag, the outfit. We gave him a dress code. We just said. Who this swag?
This guy. Where? Who did? He took it up the notch. Wow.
We love it.
We do. Thanks for coming on this podcast.
Anytime.
Yeah.
I've been inspired. We should do prize giving for our guest best dress.
Prize giving. Tega is so. But I love it. Okay, guys. So, like Tega said, we're talking about something very important today. And y'all would not ever see it coming. But yes, we're talking about billing. What's that billing song that this Spyro guy sang? What's the song? Can you guys remember the song?
No, I can't remember.
It's not Adulthood Now Scam.
Yeah, it's follows the template, Chavo. I think
it Yeah, like them. But you know, Shai, I'm trying to tell you that. last.
Oh yeah, I think it goes something like nobody go there.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, nobody go there. Nobody go there. When money no day. Bobaton. Eolo Mako. Mafi Billy. In other words, to our international listeners. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Try to tell you that nobody will be there when you don't have money. The only time you see people is when you have money. And that's fact. And that's why we're talking about this important topic. And we have Ola, the man of wisdom, the man of many wisdom words, coming here to, you know, give us his own take on billing. So, Ola, have you been billed before?
Wait, first of all, let's know what billing is now.
It's
Some
true.
Of us don't know what billing is.
It's true. Oh, yeah, tell us what billing is. Don't you bill me? Oh my god, Ola was billing.
Well, I mean, like the name suggests, billing is when your money has to leave your account for some reason or the other at the request of someone else.
Period. I love that.
See how intellectual.
Ola, like you went to school.
Yes, that's
like.
Like you just literally said it.
He
like
said
he
when someone requested for it, that's amazing.
Well,
yeah, I mean, I concur to what Ola honestly said. In Nigeria, there's something called billing, and billing is when maybe a girl or a guy asks, you know, for your help, or maybe your parents, random people, share, and then you have to actually like dip your hand in your pockets or your accounts to actually give them that money. Do you agree?
agree. On my own end, I shall know that billing is a Nigerian slang that we're very familiar with.
Yeah.
And when everybody says billing, the first thing that comes to mind is that
for me
is that a female specimen.
Thank God. What's your problem with women?
Collect money. I want to use the head of a male specimen. That's all I know. Period.
Okay. No,
please, that give me the comment section.
That's sure not true, because guys to be happy. Am I lying or lying? What's your experience with billing?
Well, everybody deals at the end of the day. You have your lady friends that bill you. You have your
this whole lot is very polite. Lady friends.
Lady friends. Lady friends that bill you. Your guy friends that bill you. Sometimes okay. Your parents can actually bill you. But you know, for me, I don't see that as billing, because I think I am lucky enough.
Yeah.
You know, where my parents don't need to depend on me for anything.
Yeah.
I am doing for any of them, my parents or my siblings, because I want to do it, not because it's a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that thing affects a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, they have to, like, some people, they are going to school. Some of them to actually even get pocket money from home. They are the ones sending money home, you know.
So you can't really call that billing, because in a way, they've tried for you, you know.
Yeah.
For you. You have to also try for them. So I don't really see that one as billing when it comes from, you know, like your parents. But you have someone that you haven't spoken to in a while just eating you up, like, you, Alpha, how is family, and stuff like that. And then the next thing is, like, bro, I beg, I need your help. You know, that's now nah, that's
you. You know that when I see that, hi, Tommy, no, please, I need your help. Omo, I used to run, I don't even want to hear what the help is for now, until you call me and tell me, oh, I'm stuck somewhere, I'm stranded, and my car, my leg broke. If I hear money like this sometimes, I'm always so traumatized because of all the experiences I've been through
with
you guys' billing thing. But, Stega, what's your own experience?
Well, I think generally, billing has to do with, or it dances around people having the perception of you being in a better place than they are.
Mm-hmm.
So when people just assume or have the it in mind that, okay, this person is rich, this person is wealthy, because, oh, you dress well, you speak well, you look good, you drive a car. They think that, okay, everything is easy for you and all rosy. They don't know that, okay, you yourself, you have your own issues or struggles that you're going to. So you just want to build. So I have, like, good, I've suffered. So a lot of people don't know that I'm a struggling young filmmaker.
Please.
Out there, and I know, so I don't give out. But then in a particular area,
mm-hmm.
some people were familiar with me and they know that, okay, we work in the same space and all. But then because of, you know, maybe like I'm a senior staff or
you're driving a car,
that kind of thing, they always ask. And then there was one that really pissed me off, because the person was so entitled. It was like, yourself, you don't even drop for boys. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, it's my goddamn money. I work hard for it. How will you be demanding that I give you? Mm-hmm. So, and that just comes with entitlement and billing. I think
they go hand in hand.
Yeah, they go hand in hand, and it's very irritating.
And I think it just starts from the grassroots, honestly, like grassroots rather. You know how, like, we just go out on the street and then you're like, there's some Abero boys. Is that what they call them? Like all these street guys. This boys that are on the street and they just see you in the car and everything. They're like, hey, mama, hey, daddy, hey, brother, drop something for us. I'm like, did that work for you? Baba, you have hands, you have two legs, you're there doing mama, papa. Don't go and learn apprentice. Don't go and be an apprentice under one of these mechanics or something, just to start something. Jiget, instead of you to be begging on the street. I feel like that entitlement, and if you don't give them, they'll be like, Eko Shijo, hey, get out. That kind of thing. I'm like, what kind of nonsense is that? So it starts from like the streets, actually, before it now like goes into even the homes and your offices and your workplace. That's why you see all these artisans at work or something, you know, always thinking that because you're a staff and then you're dressing well, you smell good, you're actually meant to drop for them because they're less privileged.
And to piggyback off what Tega was saying earlier, I think I had a similar experience. So I was at I think VI or thereabouts. So there was traffic and the road was kind of free on this side. I can see the road is free. I'm trying to go where the road is free. And this guy just comes out and says, oh yeah, mabu, come. Okay, so I mean, obviously, I'm going towards that direction. So I do. And then he's like, how far? I say, I don't have any cash. I'm like, bro, it's crazy. I mean,
how fresh and cool that.
Because there was this other time with my friend and we were driving in traffic. Yeah. He drives a Benz, yeah. And they said that if we don't give them money, they will remove the side mirror of the car. Bro, that day was crazy. Like I don't go out with cash because I mean my debit card is there. I don't go out with cash. So we're scrambling looking for cash up and down. We should give them all the cash we could find. What was we remove the side mirror? That's billing.
They should have just escaped by giving them 1K or 500.
It's crazy, especially in Lagos.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
I mean, speaking of billing, now that we've spoken about it, do you think there's any scenario, any case where being entitled, having entitlement to bill someone is allowed, is permitted? Because something just crossed my mind and I'm like, maybe.
What's that relationship?
Let me ask Ola first. Do you think?
Is, well, like I said earlier, like, I think your parents can bill you. Mm-hmm. That's allowed. And it's actually to a reasonable extent. Yeah. You know, there's a point where you have to push back and be like, nah, I can't. You know, because I think I've seen scenarios where, you know, the parents and maybe one of the siblings connive together and they're like, after the life of another sibling that is slightly richer. Mm-hmm. You know, you can look at people like Emmanuel Adebayo, yeah. And I think Powa. Recently, I was surprised, like, bro, God has blessed this person enough to help you, and you know, he's good and he's helping you. It's not as if he's not helping you, but you want more. No. You want to drive the same car that somebody that is working for the money is driving. How does that make any sense? At the point, you have to say no because that it has passed billion out after your life.
Yeah. Oh, God. the scenario that came to mind was when I was in university, college days, yeah. And you say, Daddy sent me pocket money. This month is almost ending. You haven't sent me. So, like, at that time, I felt entitled to bill because, I mean, it's his responsibility now. Am I wrong?
No, but I don't think I was really billing. It's part of... It's what, like you said, responsibility. It's not assigned you to school and you weren't working.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I don't think that's billing. You're only demanding. I mean, it's up to him to say, instead of sending you 100K, I'm going to send you 50K. I don't have enough. So, even I say, I want that 100, then I think that's entitlement.
This just reminds me of something I saw recently on social media. I think it was PDD's son.
Okay.
And he was like saying that the father sends about something $1,000 per month, but then it's not enough for him, that the standard of living is not that doesn't match up to the standard of living, something. And someone converted it and I was like, this is something million.
That's one of my own standard of living.
Naira. So what are you complaining about? That comes to Nigeria first, you understand.
Mm-hmm. Why they give you only 100?
But you know, something like that goes both ways though. In a way, it's kind of the parents' fault, you know. Mm-hmm. Like girls have this saying where they're like, don't introduce me to a vibe you can't maintain. Like in their own case, it's actually stupid because I'm only helping you try to maintain your own vibe. But in this case, you know, the parents has introduced the child to like a level or a standard of living. So why not like drop them from there, maybe as punishment, or maybe, I mean, it's different if your financial situation has changed and maybe you can afford, you know, to give them what you used to give them. Yeah. But if you've started them on a particular path, I think it's really right to continue. And it's your own duty as a parent to make sure your children don't spoil. As the Nigerians
do, they even understand what having like sport kids over there? I don't think they do. So, I think, like you said, it's just introducing them to that particular lifestyle.
Yeah, so it's from a particular, because you have like some children that hate their father in a way because they feel like, the man has money but he's not giving them as much money as he should, you know, which is I think that's also entitlement.
Yeah.
But you know, the man is probably just trying to help. Train, you know, because you know, like anything can happen now. Maybe something happens to the man and then you're already living a life that you can't maintain. So what do you do then? But you know, when you look at it, you're jobless and maybe let's get an average or median salary of what your mates are earning. Like, if people are earning 70,000, I'm going to be giving you like 150,000. It should be enough to, you know, cater for whatever you want to do. So if per adventure the man dies or whatever happens, you should be able to, at least if you are falling from 150 to like 100K when you start working for yourself, you should be all right. So the disparity is not a lot. But we are giving somebody 1 million, buying like something for them, and then something happens.
Like 100K from where? How?
Yeah, sure.
And I mean, I think that also reflects in like relationship. But I just picked what you said about like if like girls always say, if you introduce me to a vibe, maintain it, right? I think that's actually a thing, especially for Nigerian girls.
Yeah, what but then you know, that, like it's different. You know, with the parent-child dynamic.
Yeah,
I am your
I am your parents or you are my child.
You gave
it to me. Yeah, it is my responsibility, you know, to take care of you. But when you really break even marriage down, when you really break it down, at the end of the day, it's just two strangers together that have decided that we want to love each other and we want to be a family together.
Yeah.
So boyfriend and girlfriend, we have not even got to marry. I've seen scenarios where, you know, maybe a happening guy, you know, I mean, obviously, if you love someone, you want them to be as comfortable as possible.
Yes.
Now, the onus falls on you as a human being to also want to be comfortable. Yes. Because if somebody, okay, for instance, now there's this babe that I had the story or gist or whatever you want to call it, and then the guy rents, like, you know, from somebody that stays in Ikorodu, no shade, they brought her to the island, so like he rented an apartment for her, like a 2-bedroom, put her there, go a car for her, you know, blah, blah, blah. All of this you're enjoying because you're in a relationship with this person. So now the guy breaks up with her, and then rent, he did not.
Okay.
So now rent is coming up, so she's looking for somebody else to date so that she can pay her rent. That does not make sense. When that, if she's someone that, you know, thinks immediately the guy started, you know, put her on that level,
she should.
That type of person that can afford to do that definitely has a network that you can, you know, that you can use to do something, but some people just want to, you know,
well, I mean,
flex and
chill. Yeah, so who do you blame in that instance?
Conversation that we just had now, it has made me understand two things. First of all, billing comes with entitlement. So I mean, if you already have like that entitlement that, oh, this person is going to give me money for free, money that I'm not going to work for, you just automatically feel that, okay, the person is always going to be there. So it's either you are smart or not smart. Like what you said now, the smart people will save, would work towards maintaining that standard, and the ones that are not so smart won't do anything about it. So it has to, it depends on you. But unfortunately, we have more of the people that fall into the category of the not so smart.
I think that the reason why there's that is because they feel like this well that I'm getting this water from
can never run dry.
So they're like, if I ask, I mean, let me not even lie, let me use myself as an example. I was dating one guy like that, and then he was absolutely rich, like he was wealthy, and every little thing, I wouldn't even have to ask. He would just give my head. I'm like, Omo, just give me your simple. But then, and I was just about that. I told me, better be smart now. This is one that you're collecting, be putting it inside piggy vest, carry wise. So wow, that if you want to confidently chop breakfast or you want to serve the breakfast, you will not have any reason to stay. Jiggets, like, nothing will hook you there because you're already used to a particular lifestyle. So I, in that case, I actually saved though. Let me not lie.
So you are smart.
I was smart. I saved. But then some people get carried away with the fact that, oh, there's this tap that keeps running and would never run dry. And that's why most of them even stay in abusive relationships. Like, I know someone that in uni, this babe used to come to Lagos. I was at this school in Lagos. So she's come to Lagos, you know, all this weekend thing that they always do. Come to Lagos and everything. This guy would tell her to like come to Lagos for a week or almost a month, and he'd be giving her 1 million per week. And I'm not even capping. I'm not even capping. This girl, she missed exams. She missed. Everybody's doing God when there. I'm sure people are doing God when there. But this baby not graduated to us. And I'm sorry for you. I'd rather not like be put to shame, jiggets, than to actually be chopping stupid money and all of that. Jiggets. So I'm like, there's just a two-way to it. This thing is kind of addictive. It's like drug. It's like, money is actually like a demon. Money is a demon. It's like drugs.
Especially
so
when you don't addicted. Work for it.
Exactly. When you don't work for it, it comes sweeter. And that's what everyone is even kind of normalizing now.
No, but, you know, I don't... Well, yeah, it feels sweeter, but is it really? Because I feel like at the end of the day, any money that you're getting, even if it's free money, you're going to give something back. Like, money does not come without anything. We are collecting something. You know, it's either you're working for money, it's either someone gives you, if your father gives you money, he expects love, adoration, responsibility from you. Anybody that is giving you anything is expecting something from you. And even some men use, you know, like, that's why I don't really subscribe to the school of thought of like housewife or like maybe a woman not doing anything at all, you know. Not like, not because of maybe you don't want to take care of a woman or you don't want to give her money. It's just that I've seen, you know, situations or scenarios where some men use money to control the wife or woman or whatever. Because if you're not doing anything, like, as little as maybe you want to buy menstrual pad, you have to ask for money from the man. Like, if a man says don't go out, you're not going to go out now, because honest, you can't do anything without him. So
and
it's like
not submission.
Not submission. Like, you depend on the on the man for every single thing. So I don't see a situation or scenario where it ends well, especially in Nigeria, where you know divorce laws are not so great, where somebody can just come and say, pack your bag and go. And yes, I have no choice but to pack your bag and go. Nobody will say, oh, take his house, like, you know, they do in some places. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Most people don't even sign a prenuptial agreement in Nigeria. True. So for you guys that don't understand what a prenuptial agreement is, it's basically like an agreement that a couple signs before, like, they get into, like, marriage, so that if any thing happens, for instance, maybe infidelity or whatever, and you're getting divorced, a part of the property that you guys have both built or you guys both have would go to the woman and go to the man. And that's what a lot of people in, like, foreign countries do. But Nigeria, once is a rich man, once is a rich boy, carry your kaya there. Me, yo, I'm going to sign a prenup. If you don't want, I'm not marrying you.
Oh, shit, the law, the law, forget lawyer.
But yeah. I mean, you guys, we're spoken about...
That's facts now.
That's like facts.
I mean, I was going to ask a question that... Okay, before I ask that question, I would like to establish the fact. Will we say billing generally is wrong totally, or is okay to bill to an extent?
Well, I think with everything, balance is key. Mm. You know, like...
I like this a lot.
Wisdom!
Yeah, even when you eat, if you eat, so I was at a party when I was younger. Yeah. My uncle throws this party every Easter, you know, and then there's always like a lot of food and stuff like that. So I wanted to eat a little bit of everything that day, you know, as a child now. And I did eat a little bit of everything. But then when I was done, I couldn't stand up. I had to lie down on the floor. So that was when my grandma was like, hey, that's gluttony. So, you know, but I mean, if you're hungry and you don't eat, you're going to starve. Yeah. If you eat too much, it's a problem. So you have to just, you know, balance it. So we bill in no moderation. You can bill, but you know, when it starts getting to a point where it's like, yo, and you know, people have to also, I mean, there has to be a certain time. I mean, for instance, now when people that you don't know just come to you to maybe even borrow money, I'm like, bro, you left all your friends and me that you just see online, or maybe that you don't, I don't know you. Why are you asking for money? If I need money, if I need money, I'm going to go to my friends. Yeah. I'm not going to go so far. Sometimes I don't understand how, like, I'm stranger, like, what is the, are you okay? Don't you have family?
It's not okay now. I believe you.
And you know, the thing with some of these people is that I found out that they are mostly serial debtors, in the sense that they've borrowed from everybody around them, so they can't borrow again. Now they have to come outside. I play home and away.
Reminds me of one time that my brother was having a discussion with me. I think some guy like this that he hadn't spoken to for a long time came to bill him in his DMs, and he's like, wait, you left your friends, you left your parents. Like, parents are the ultimate, like,
yes,
you understand? Like, if at all you're stranded to that extent, your parents would never ever leave you stranded, because they love you to return. And this guy was not even like a broke guy, like, he came from a good home. Chickens. Mm-hmm. So my brother was like, guy, I never follow you talk for like 10 years. It's gonna be me that your dude is, and your do you know what the one that pisses me off? People that are getting married, they not come and be asking, ah, if I'm getting married this week. Or, I'm so sorry, but what's, do you understand what marriage is about? Do you understand? You know you're not financially capable, and you're going into marriage. You don't want to even do big wedding. You have balls.
and you know, another crazy one is when you know you're friends with someone sometimes too. Like, you can see how this person spends money. The person spends money irresponsibly.
Mm.
You, that maybe iPhone 14 come out, you're using your iPhone 12 or your iPhone 13 because you have sense. This person goes and buy iPhone 14 and then come and be asking you for money. No, bro, are you okay? Bro, let me do the okay. And like, that one pisses me off. For that one, I don't have any sympathy for such people. I don't give you anything, because
like,
you're a crazy person.
You say you're a crazy person. Something. That's what I was telling.
Tell me, I've had so many experiences in this life.
I was telling them before we started like this episode that if you borrow money from me and I see you flexing, going to clubs, snapping a zoo on your Snapchat, I would drag you and you give me that money instantly.
But then
you better pick all the money that's paying you that table, because that's not gonna be my money.
I do told her when she made the statement. I told her that the reason why people like that do it is to maintain the lifestyle. So for them to be able to come and meet you to ask for money to maintain, that means they are geo. Yeah, tight.
It's not even about tight geo. They'll just see you. Oh, this girl, you're doing okay. Who told you? It's just this what you're seeing on Instagram. Like it's just pictures and fine clothes. That's it.
If you see Tommy outside, Bila, she have money, Bila.
Don't just come my DM. Hey sis, hey, it's now there and I'm your sister. I don't know you from anywhere. Hey sis, please, I'm stranded. I need your help. I lost my job. And you're going out. I'm seeing you in Quilox. I'm seeing you in library. You're like, oh God, it's so annoying. Like people that have the balls to collect money from you and then they're still flexing. That's why there's some certain people I can never ever give money because I see you putting out a fake lifestyle on social media. That's what me and even tag as fake lifestyle. You're putting out a false lifestyle on social media, trying to make everyone feel like, oh, like things are going well in your life, or you can chill, you can ball, you can go to work, and then you're coming in my DMs to beg. To be honest, I don't even ask anybody for money, so I don't see any reason why people should be asking me for money. You know?
Fair point.
But so, I'm happy you brought up this scenario because now we know that okay, it's not everyone that we should not give money to when they ask, because there are people that actually call me genuine requests sometimes. There are people that are actually having things bad, and that I mean, for you to be able to go out and ask someone randomly for money.
It takes a lot.
Yeah. But now, when you are now using it for fake life and you are still posting on Instagram, you know you are begging.
I'm not coming. Okay, block me. Just block me.
As in, you should block the person that gave you the money. But then the person that gave you the money is seeing you
flexing,
shopping, buying expensive bags, going from one restaurant to the other. And Lagos, forming baby girl lifestyle. Please, oh, fear God. Lagos, it's always girls. Lagos girls, fear God.
Yes, I have something to say. So if your friends, like, actually ask you for money, do you think that's billing? Because I don't think that's like billing, especially if we're like very close. What do you think, Ola?
Yeah, it depends. Now, you know, like if the person is asking you for money for like genuine reasons and stuff, like, I mean, your friend is your friend, Sha. You know, go really see him as billing.
Friend,
you know?
Remember?
Yeah.
You're not like, come and tell me, I'm your friend.
Yeah,
now.
but you know, like, you know, yeah, I know, like, it still goes to the fact that some friends know, like, at a particular point, limits. When you've passed your limit or your bank, you have to look at it. That even if you go to the bank, there's a limit to which you can borrow money. There's a limit. So when it gets to a limit, you have to say, you are my friend. You know, calm down. Let's have a conversation about this. You are owing me money. You are not saying let's add. I want to borrow that money. Let's add it to the one you are owing. And you pay everything at once. Like, bro, easy. You know, let's take it easy. Like, your friends can definitely borrow money from you and stuff. I don't think that's billing. You know, but at a particular point in time, no. I have to be looking at you. I ever saw this. If you do transfer for every touching story, that your story will soon become touching.
Yeah, I'm happy we were able to strike that balance.
Yeah.
So I feel it's okay. It's safe to say. I don't know.
No, but sure. It's all right
to
now.
Say that billing is when there's a monetary request that is.
That's
not genuine or that you don't want to do wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Can we say that way? I don't want it to sound too, but do you get my point?
Yeah. No, I get your
because
point.
If it's your close G, now
it's inconveniencing.
Exactly, inconveniencing, that's the word. Because if you're a close G, you know that okay, this person, I have to come to for this person.
Yeah.
No, it's not, you won't find it as you gladly give the money. But then when it's like some random person, I'm like,
do you know the one that even pisses me off? They'll tell me, oh, Tommy, it's Friday, please. I want to quickly pay up something. So by Monday morning, I'll send you. Forget it. If you can wait till Monday, please wait. Because not me and you have big time lapse. People that ask, you know, leave me Monday. Monday will talk to 2 years after.
There's this particular person. When the person asked me for money,
it
became like a constant thing. Sometimes I would even hear the person. The person met me one time in public. I was like, you always hear my call. I'm like, sorry, they had no paid salary then. And I went, the month has ended. Okay, I sent the person a particular amount of money, like 5K, I know. So the next time the person was like, how are you? Send me your account number. Let me send the money. I knew that person.
They lie.
What you want? Go.
Did you send anything?
Yes.
You said more than
a big mouth. I didn't know this shit.
More What has ended? What has ended? Why are you keeping tabs on my own earnings? Go and work. So I want to end and you collect your own money. It's very, very inconveniencing. Please, let's all try and get something we're doing. At least go and do apprentice work. Please. Also, we're not going to do Yahoo. We're not jelling to collect the money that we're collecting. We're working. We're putting in the work. And it's not easy to work. Try in this Lagos. So please, you guys should respect yourselves. I'm not saying you cannot ask your close friend. Ask your close friends. They'll come through for you. But please, if I don't know you from Jack, and I come to come and trust me, I'll air you. Once I say help.
No, so, you know, like, back. I mean, I think that even strangers can also ask you for money.
Yeah.
You know? Or maybe that's just me, though. Yeah. So, because, like, I think maybe I'm just a generous fool. Because I'm going to tell you why. So there's a security guy in my estate, you know. Yeah. I don't know him, like, I don't even talk. He just opens the gate for me, like, hey, and I'm like, Alpha, how are you doing? You know, so I was passing and was like, oh, that got me, say, my phone lost, so they took my phone for Ikorodu, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm like, oh, sorry. So I was driving by, and then there's this guy that sells phones for me and gadgets and stuff. So he advertises, like, oh, he has an iPhone 5 for sale for 30k. And the first thing I thought when I saw was, oh, I make I buy him for this guy. Like, why? So I don't have to, you know, curtail it. I was like, oh, nah, I'm just gonna send him money, which I sent him money so he can add to it, you know. So I think strangers can, like, is people can have, like, you know, it's a bad thing to actually be in a place of need where you don't have a choice but to go to a stranger, you know. Even though we say that, oh, why don't you go to your parents, why don't you go to your family or friends and stuff, it's possible that, you know, the environment that you are, it affects you seriously. It's possible that even the people that are supposed to, like, that we are saying you should borrow money from, are the ones that led them to where they are. Yeah. So they have to go out. You know, there are instances where people definitely need help, and I think that we should help them when we can, you know. But when it gets ridiculous, you know, at some particular time and points, I think that's where we cannot say it's billing. Because, I mean, even that one too is billing, but it's billing that you can do, that you feel like that is necessary. Billing that, exactly. Yeah. Not billing of like that, you're
for me, but you're on Instagram.
And you know, the 5k you mentioned earlier, some people can be so what was the word now? Ungrateful.
Yeah.
Like, you can get someone, like, you send someone 5k.
That's entitlement.
5k, you have it.
Bro, that shit is crazy, man.
Back to entitlement. But then, the original question I wanted to ask. So, when is the right time to, you know, to know that, okay, I've gotten to my limit, to stop, what's the word?
Like, stop asking or stop giving.
Yes, stop asking. And when is the right time to stop
say
giving?
No.
Yeah.
Like, on the part of the borrower or the biller.
Yes, let's start with the biller.
Let's start with the biller.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I've not been in a position of biller.
Senior man!
So, I wouldn't know the thought process behind that. And there's this prayer my mom used to pray when we were younger. She'd be like, oh, that you'll be a lender to nations.
Yeah.
And that's a very cute prayer, you know. But
cute, strong, powerful prayer.
Yeah, very cute, you know. But, you know, I think it just boils down to each individual. You know, some people don't have shame. That's the first problem. Some people just don't even have shame. They don't care. So they don't say it as, oh, I'm inconveniencing this person, so I should probably, you know, take a chill pill. I mean, okay, so it's possible, you know, for instance, now there's limits on our accounts in some way. Maybe you have a really huge payment you need to make and you can't do everything at once, but you want to do that, but you want to do it that particular day. You can reach out to your friend, like, oh, I beg MSN 5M for year, MSN 5M for year, so that you can do your own from your account, so give them back, you know. So like, sometimes it's just chilled, like that one is like, oh, Alpha. But, you know, it depends on the person, because there are some people that when you borrow them money, it's not, and you know why that one is annoying, is it's not that they don't have the money.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not as if, like, you borrow them money for whatever reason. It's not like you don't have the money to give you, but for some reason they just don't want to give you. I don't
It's annoying. I don't even ask. It's not like, check his shit.
I don't understand. So in that scenario, you know, you will just know that, I mean, once bitten, twice shy, they say. Honestly. Or if it has happened once, then you just know that under no circumstance. If they like, basically the person send you selfie that, oh, they shot me, please don't take, I need money to go to the hospital. I don't have. Because you don't need my money back.
I have a friend, guys. Like, I have a friend, this guy used to actually, like, message her, oh, he'll maybe comment on her picture and be like, ah, beautiful baby girl, ah, da 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 da. They'll talk for like 5 minutes. Next thing, ah, it's true, they just stole my ATM, that, please, let me transfer 5k. This guy does it every time. She has voice notes and recordings
first
everything.
Of all,
guess what? She saved his name now on her phone. Beggy Beggy.
No.
Now, his name is Beggy Beggy. So if you're a Beggy Beggy man, so better
but
get off.
Is the babe rich?
The babe is She's not even, like, she's working. She's working.
She's not like, she's not from a rich background,
Temi Odedola kind of person. She's just a normal girl that just has things going well for herself because she's working as everyone should.
That's a very strange.
The guy is very annoying. And she only has, like, the only reason why he has the audacity to even talk to her is because they kind of have, like, a past. Like, they went to secondary school together, you know, they're kind of friends and all. But you know that sometimes, Steph, the way, like, some particular friends build you, you just start losing your respect for them. I don't know if I'm the only one that.
I get you, you guys understand.
Like, they're just asking you, my girl, my guy, you know, now. I'm like, it's not every time you need to ask me because I'm your friend. Like, I'm not Jesus Christ, girl. Go and walk.
Mado. But anyway, I'd like to revisit something that Ola slightly touched at the beginning of the this episode about, like, parents bullying.
Yeah.
So are we annulling the fact that, okay, if it's okay, no, this is not even when we are asking for our parents, it's when their parents are asking from us, they are bullying us. What was your take on that?
Well, I think this is probably, like, the third time I'm saying it. Like, I think that
it's fine
when your parents ask you for money. I don't think it's billing, you know, but at a particular point, you just have to say no. It can get to a point where, you know, it's outrageous. Like, for instance, now, as much as my parents don't ask me for money, like, I send them money almost every other month. Like, it's like your salary and joy. You know, it's not like they need it, I just feel like I send money to my grandma. There are a lot of people that I just feel like, you know, you guys have done something, you should be enjoying. Yeah. Like, your people call it onjomo. It's not like they are demanding from me. So every other time my grandma calls me, like, sometimes when my grandma calls me, like, maybe they want. Money making care new. I've forgotten this month. I said, okay, ma, I'm going to send something. They say, thank you. You know, so it's not like you're asking me. I decided to start doing that.
Yeah.
So if you remind me, there's nothing bad there, not believe me. You know, but you know, there are situations that God will not allow to happen to us. But you know, when some things happen, you really have to go out of your way and, you know, send that money or do whatever it is, and it is what it is. I don't really think that is also billing. But you know, when maybe it gets to a point, or there's a particular time when your parents start demanding outrageous things from you. I mean, for instance, now maybe you are doing so well, at least relatively good, and you are helping them, you're doing love that. Maybe your dad is like, oh, me like Lexus, him or Benz, more fancy. And maybe, I mean, if you can afford it, you know, and maybe that's fine, you know, but if you can't afford it, then that's a ridiculous, that's billing, and that's ridiculous. So you have to, Popsy. Please, this is the best I can do for now, you know. If I can, I will try. Or if I can't, you know, I can't. Yeah. None. You can't come and kill yourself. So it is what it is.
And I mean, generally, I don't even think parents are like, would like ask you more than what you're capable of.
Exactly.
Yeah. Parents just have it at the back of their mind to, they just want their children to be comfortable and succeed. Yeah. And just prosper. Most parents shall.
Yeah.
So they also want to do one more. Like,
exactly. But then, so I don't think they will go out of their way and be asking you what they know that you can't
afford. So.
Yeah. But yeah, Ola, tell me, what are your worst adulthood bills? Like, which one, every end of the month, you're like, ah, God, only if I didn't have to pay this particular bill. What would that be? Which bill would that be?
I think for life's rent.
Our rent is yearly, so you have an entire year to prepare for that. Yeah. So it shouldn't catch you off guard.
I like this guy. It's so calculated. It's normal for you to prepare.
That's like a major issue I have with people though. Like, at a particular point in time, your life is in your hands at the end of the day. You just have to assume responsibility. I don't think responsibility is a fun thing. I think it's very natural to want to avoid responsibility, as an adult, that's the entire adulting. It's full of responsibilities, you know. So, I mean, your rent should not really be something. I mean, of course, if you are living within your means, it shouldn't be a problem.
That's very, you know, very important.
You know, when if you look, it shouldn't be a problem. And there's this thing where I think it was from all this investment, blah blah blah, whatever. The person was like, you know, your rent should not be more than, at most, 4 months salary, like, of what you're earning. You know, let's assume your rent is like 3 million. You shouldn't be paid, like, your 4 months income should be able to take care of that, you know. So you can save, so you can, you know, blah blah blah. I don't think there's any particular bill. Okay, the only bill that annoys me is car bills, and because it's unexpected.
Oh my god, yes.
I think that's the only annoying one, because you can just
You wake up, you pray, brush your teeth, you're going on your own. You're driving normally. And somebody just come and eat you from nowhere.
Get insurance.
And then, like, sometimes, like, there was a time in Apple recently, and I couldn't even wait to maybe take pictures. I was so hungry. I just entered the car and I left. Yeah. The man was just looking at, it's not that this person didn't even send it. But I didn't send it because even his own car is almost destroyed. I was like, you know what? All is fair in love and war. And I just drove off. So obviously, because I did not take pictures or say, oh, something happened, I didn't even bother with insurance. I just called the mechanic and said, I'll come and carry the car, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I think that's the only bills that annoys me. But every other one is like,
expensive
for internet bills, you know, you have to pay because you have that. So every other thing.
Subscription, Netflix, Prime, and I think I'm going to cut one off because that one is annoying because you just be on your own. You just see. This one, I'm like, where, how? And then some applications that I use to maybe like edit like stuff and videos and pictures and all. You just see subscription for the month, even if it's 2K, it ain't paying.
Because it's unexpected. That's the thing. I think it's the unexpected ones that really annoy you.
Subscription. Bills, because they just catch you off guard and you're like, you have already calculated, this money is in my account. Before you know it, 2 days after, boom. And savings as well, automatic savings bills for me. Like, I mean, it's a good thing because you're keeping it somewhere, but the moment it leaves your account, you're like, damn, I didn't remember. Like, I already said that I was going to shop, I was going to do this thing, but then it helps to also keep you in check. For me, it helps to keep me in check and help me to manage my spending and everything. But yeah, those are just the things that piss me off. Now, lighting bills, my house, now they piss me off again because, you know, till my mom come, tell me, send your own. I like it, it's fun. It's like it's helping me to actually get better and to also get more responsible as a lady. Especially because a lot of people just sit down, especially if they're in the parents' house, they just feel like, there's food, free food, free lights, fridges, free that. But this one, we put you on check that one day you'll soon be on your own and it won't be hard to actually fend for yourself when you're living on your own. So I think that's what really glad about. Like, house billings.
Yeah, for me, my own adulthood billings that I don't like, that I dislike the most would be, like Ola said, the unexpected ones. So, unlike Ola or like you, I don't like create like a budget for, you know, I should start. So once I do, I know that at the end of each month I'll pay my tithes, I'll do some church projects, I'll do savings generally. I'll do the house stuff, my contribution to the house stuff. I'll just divide everything so I know that this is what I have for this month, and it'll be okay. It's not those unexpected things like somebody that's very close to me, birthday, so I'm like, no, why did you do this today? So you have to like do someone or twos because I mean the person is your auntie or your family member or like car trouble or something. Just those unexpected ones, generally.
Yeah, and now this leads us to billing in like relationships.
I know. See how excited she is.
How am I excited? I was like billing in relationships. But I feel. What do you think? Because, for me, I don't ask, I don't bill people. Even if I ask my parents for things, it's like, you have to push me, or the thing must have hit me. So, the only avenue I know that I've ever, asked for, stuff, you know, is when I'm in a relationship with my partner, and I need something to be done, or I want to get something, but I can't afford it wholly. Like, I will have my own quota, I have my own share of the thing I want to purchase, but I need, maybe extra funds. The only person I would ask is probably going to be my boyfriend or my partner at the time.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about that? And for me, if we can't afford it, I'll literally leave it. Maybe push the purchase date or find another way to actually get it. But what do you guys think, about girls asking their partners for stuff?
Okay, sorry. Before Ola comes in, just let me put it out there. When we talk about billings in relationship, we always know that billings are always in favor of the female as opposed to the male. That's some period. Ola, you can go on. I just wanted to put it out there.
I don't think it's a bad thing, and I think it depends on the dynamic of the relationship. Like you said, you know, if the girl is someone who, or the lady or whatever in the relationship is someone who has their own shit going for them, bro, you want to buy something, and you're like, oh, I want to buy this. I'll say, okay, what do you want? And be like, oh, please let me add more. When you say, please let me add, no worry, it's fine. Like, Yoruba people have this way, omo toba shipa, like something like if you want to carry a child, child does like this, that's the child you carry, because child wants you to carry them. So you know, like that's like oh, you get sense, you know what you're doing, you have your shit going, you know, like. And that's why before you enter a relationship, you have to open your eyes and look very well. I mean, obviously, if you are dating as a student dating a student, we are both struggling to survive, you know. So I don't think you can be demanding anything from somebody that is both of you are students, you know, except maybe, you know, the person's father is rich, or the person is working. That's different, you know. Some students are working, but if you're dating someone who is working and you're a student, you can't really expect much from the girl in that instance, because she's not really, I mean,
tell them
she's not really doing anything and she can't really afford to do much. But yourself, with your billions, you have to go, you have to be considerate. You have to be considerate, and at least the little you can do, at least you're collecting pocket money. Even if it's tight, you can buy for your banker boyfriend, you know. So you know, but you also have to be considerate, because I mean, depending on the pocket of wherever it is you're dating, you know, I think the only issue I would have is, you know, you that you cannot afford something, you are going to meet somebody that you know cannot afford something. I mean, leave the relationship now and go and meet somebody that can afford to, you know, do it for you or give you. That's the only place of where I would have issue. Or maybe you are not doing anything for yourself, you just want to collect. No, you will not meet me at home.
You guys, at the end of the day, you now go for girls like that.
That's what I'm saying. But you know, in the beginning, I said it, that look at the person you want to date. If you're gonna date somebody that you can see that this person is always posting maybe something. I mean, I have no beef with people who go clubbing. There's nothing bad with it, you know. But if
beef with you guys,
yeah. But if I mean, there are some people that from their stories, I know to avoid them. I'm sorry. I mean, it might be memes to you, but to me, I'm like. Even though me, I post, you know, I post a lot of memes, you know, like really funny memes. But I feel like, you know, J. Cole said, all true jokes contain real shit. Even though it's a meme or it's a joke, I feel like there's an element of truth in it. So why are you always posting that, oh, me, I'm materialistic, me, I'm going to ask you for money, me, I want princess, bro, you don't need to tell me that. I know that I'm going to do that, but when you're already saying all of that, I know to avoid you, you know, which is so we avoid each other. This way, we will not have any issue in the future. I think that's how it is.
Yeah, but also I feel in relationships, I'll go back again and say this: guys feel that they are obligated to do, you know, the spending, and to do like the, and to be the bullies. They feel that they are supposed to be the bullies, which is okay, it's understandable. But then, like Ola said, girls should also play their part. But then as a guy, you should not now say, okay, because you're supposed to be the bully, if it's not comfortable for you, you will not go out of your way. Because funny enough, I spoke about this topic with my mom, and she gave me a scenario of one time she went to a restaurant, a fast food, and she saw these two couples sitting down. The guy wasn't eating anything, and the girl was
I've seen that a lot of times.
Wow.
And the girl was eating.
Does that actually happen?
Yes, no.
If a guy tells me that I should order something, and he said he doesn't want anything, I'll drink water and leave you.
No, or but, I think it boils down to the fact of the culture that we were, you know, brought up in. Like, it's like majority of us, I think, a lot of people actually have, like, you know, the dynamic is that, oh, remember right from primary school, if you cast your mind back, you'd be like, oh, father, head of the house, provides for the house, mother, cooks for the house, blah, blah, that's all you hear. You don't hear provides for the house. So, you know, we all grew up, most of us grew up with the mentality of, oh, as a guy, you should be the provider, blah, 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 you know. And there's nothing bad there. Definitely, as a man, I still think, you know, I still think I'm old school that way. You should actually provide, you know, for your family, for as much as you can, you know. That, I mean, why else are you really working up? I mean, for me, I feel like why I'm doing everything else, then working, blah, 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 so I can enjoy myself. Then when I enjoy myself, my family does, you know, take care of my folks, you know. But when it now comes to a situation where, you know, you are enjoying, you are working and everything like that, and then it's like, this person is not even trying anything. I can't. Yeah, when it's like, it's not symbiotic, you know, it's like, nah, that's bullshit.
I finished your story. I
Hey, now, my mom said that she was in her mind, she was like,
this boy. Yes, now.
This is my nephew.
Why would you do that? Like, why would you. it's not by force, you must.
I personally just feel like in a relationship, instead of being like, instead of someone depending on the other person, I feel like it should be interdependence. Interdependency, right? So I feel like both of them should bring value to the table, just like what we've spoken about, right? So if you are like the one that is always maybe buying me the designers and everything, I mean, I'm sending food to your office, so like, sending you lunch. So this thing, if I can't afford it, right? If I can afford designers, for sure. Because one thing I know for sure is if a guy likes a girl, he goes all out. Mm-hmm. And if a girl likes a guy, she goes all out. I mean, for me, that's what I know. Because I feel like, if I see this thing that looks good on you, then I'm like, oh, this thing looks so fine. I like pink on guys. Next thing, I'm going to go and buy a pink hoodie for my boyfriend because I feel like I love him and I can afford it. Do you understand? I feel like that's very important in this whole relationship building thing.
Yeah. Well, in a situation where you're favored and then, you are maybe a young girl and a kind of, wealthy man sees you and likes you and is sending you gifts and you're not in a relationship, Do you think you should stay? Do you think it's okay to collect these gifts?
Well,
because you're not necessarily. Please answer honestly. You're not the one billing.
Yeah.
You're not the one asking. He's just giving you.
No, but I'm of the opinion that, apart from playing naive, at the end of the day, we all understand that nothing goes for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if a wealthy man sees you as a young girl and is giving you unnecessary gifts.
Mm.
I'm very sure that majority of our parents will be like, avoid it, don't collect it. Because you have to give something back in return.
Yeah,
you almost definitely have to give something back in return.
Yeah.
So like the thing is, and except you want to lie to yourself, you know what you have to give back in return. So I'm not trying to say, I'm not gonna try to say like it looks like a transactional relationship.
Yes,
if the man is giving, in that scenario, mm-hmm. 99% of the time, the person wants sex back in return.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. But why would you just see somebody on the road and be giving them?
Thank you so much. Now. Even I said I'm not collecting money from somebody
No. If someone is giving you money, like as a wealthy man is giving ahead. Well, yeah, exactly. If it's a one time thing, yeah, it's calm. You sometimes no. So if it's a one time thing, but somebody is sending you money regularly,
be like, oh, you're a fine girl. Send me your account number.
Yeah, I mean. Well, it depends on you, Shao. I don't know. I mean, if I were to be a guy, I don't think I would collect that chat because, it's a stranger. It's someone I know.
Thank
it's
you.
Different.
Oh, you have so much sense. Thank God he's smart, too. I'm smart. Because when I say this on this podcast, everybody called me.
No. Ola, don't mind that.
Okay.
That episode, he said that if somebody comes in disguise of your destiny helper.
Hey, he's not your destiny helper.
Okay, this person
said a guy, a random guy.
And just give you 1 million. He said
a random
guy. We collect it. We wanted
honestly,
and she lied.
No, I from a random person that I don't know, and it's not like you are in need or help or anything. I don't think I will collect. That's weird. You have to give something because I don't think that's destiny. I mean, it's different. If you want to use destiny helper, maybe I've been praying to God that God please, they're about to pursue me from my house, so I need money for rent. Like I think that I would collect in that instance. But you're doing okay. Everything is all right, and you don't really need money for anything. Like it's just extra money that you're gonna lavish. I don't think I'll collect it because it's very strange.
Yeah, I get you. I feel most of the time for this scenario, talking from like guy mentality, but it's fine. So I'm just putting it out there. Please, if you want to help Tommy, please don't help
I just said that. Help me.
So what speaking about, when a guy is, sending you money, giving you stuff, gifting you, we already know that there's an intention. And last said, 99%. We know that there's an intention.
Okay, maybe 99% is a rich. But
okay, 90%. 90%.
Of course, 90%. Let me just cut you short real quick. So there was this time, I saw a tweet, and this girl was like, "Why do men always, demand sex or something in return if they do something for you?"
Mm.
Like, now listen to this. So the girl was like, "Can't we just travel to Mauritius and just talk?" Calm now. Can you see? She said, "Can't we just travel to Mauritius and just talk?"
On what?
I'm like, bro, if a man comes to you and says that, like, you guys are not even close or friends or anything, like, maybe you guys just talk once in a while and says, "I'll take you to Mauritius." What do you really think?
What do you really think?
Swim. I don't understand. Can't
Cassie can talk in. Cassie can talk
in.
In a restaurant in Lagos.
Oh,
that day was so audacious. I was like, are you really saying you don't understand, or are you just joking?
She's being a baby.
You know, are you just joking?
Like all those old men who say, why are you being such a baby?
Definitely joking.
You don't want to give them what they want.
So it's established that there's a 90%, at least like a 90%, you know, probability that the guy wants something in return. Well, then Toby and I were having a conversation recently, and he said that, okay, there's this girl.
Okay.
A guy is like reaching out to her, like, okay, let's hang out, let's go to this restaurant, you pay the bills, you do everything. But then she knows, she's very well aware that this, her friend is very well aware that the guy has a girlfriend that is not in the country. Okay. But then the girl, this, her friend, still keeps going out on dates with the guy.
Going out, Tega. This, her friend, just went out on one date. And that's because she likes him. Do you guess? So now,
why does she like him?
This relationship talk now. Let's
this relationship talk. Okay, fine. But then why does she like him when she already knows that he's really?
But she, because she like, in her defense, she actually liked him before she found out that he was in a relationship.
Okay.
And you know how we always say the heart wants what it wants. Now, she went on the date with the intention of, okay, let's just see, like, let's just know each other. Because this guy categorically told her that he's in a relationship, but he also wants to be friends with her, which is not bad.
There's nothing bad.
No.
And this girl, although
you
this girl
be friends,
likes her,
allow it.
Although this girl actually likes this guy, right? So she's like, okay, fine, open to friendship. And she's like, if anything eventually happens, but she's not going to try and steal him from his girlfriend. Because this girl...
Can you hear what I'm saying?
Can't I be friends with someone that...
I mean, if you're so you're in a relationship, she's sugarcoating it.
Let me listen to you, okay.
This concept, from where she told me the story of this, her friend,
okay,
is in the concept that, okay, he is in a relationship, but then he's saying that he wants to be my friend. That means if I would go to that, if from friendship something happens. That was the intention.
No, it's not from friendship, something happens. It's not like the girl intentionally wants to maybe like take him away from his girlfriend. I personally just feel like it's just building intentional friendships. To be honest, I've been watching stories of how like I saw one particular one. She was engaged. She went to Olumorok and she told her boyfriend to come along with her to Olumorok. But then when she got to Olumorok, she met this guy, and this guy took her around. They enjoyed themselves, like it was cool. But she was like, she had a boyfriend, and then from there her Olumorok friend was always talking to her. Now they always like just used to talk and everything. Guess what? Her boyfriend served her breakfast, and because the Olumorok guy has already built a friendship with her, at the end of the day, they end up getting married. So it's not even backup. And please, let's be clear, this is not even topic of discussion. But what do you think?
No, but what you just described is different from your friend's scenario.
Yes. What's the difference?
She happened on the Olumorok guy by chance. She didn't like him, and she didn't hope it would lead to anything. She wasn't expecting the breakfast now. But you know, in your friend's defense, still, it's not like she's going to allow them break up or make them break up.
It's the guy now that should decide. But me, I'm going as friends. Please, let's be guided.
Anyway, that's the way from our topic. Moving back. So I mean, in conclusion of this whole like being the Bila and the Billy.
Yeah.
What side would you rather be on? Would you rather be the Bila or the Billy?
Well, I don't know. I think I would always want to be the Billy. I mean, I can do what I want. I mean, I feel like having to ask people for help or money or anything.
You're under control.
I really commend people that have the courage. To be honest, you know, it's not. I don't think it's something easy.
You don't want to be in that
position. It's very, very. I don't think anybody wants to be in that position. Okay. You know, but. If I happen on an older woman who has money, who is very rich, in that scenario, I wouldn't mind. You know, I mean, she has money. Why she wants to spend the money? So I would.
But you give her something.
Of course, now.
Why would you?
Like we've been so.
Afro Zillionaire podcast will not be the reason anybody's relationship is over. Please, I beg.
Please, I'll be real here.
No, we're just no
rich men. They just say small rats.
I mean, I think like that's in that scenario, you know, I don't even think it's billing, sir. But in that scenario, since we're already using the word billing, I think in that scenario, being a biller is not such a bad thing. You know, it's like
there's money, why not? Let's fund it.
Why not?
Trust fund baby woman.
Period.
So how about you, Toby?
Honestly, nobody, I think nobody ever wants to be estranged or, you know, under control of some other higher authority. Obviously, I want to be the Billy, because even if I will not give you, but let me be the Billy. Let me be the one you're asking. No, I'll be the one to be asking you, because I have shame. Like, nah. I beg, I have shame, and it's not even pride, I beg. Normally, I don't even ask people for things or help, talk less of money and all of that. So, I'd rather be the Billy than be the Billa.
Yeah.
You be the
for
Billa.
For me, I'd rather be the Billy, okay. But then I would like to be giving without asking.
Like, that's what the fools, the movie I'm talking about. This is a goat that wants to go to Mauritius.
Yes.
This wants to go to Mauritius.
I'm that girl. I'd rather be.
It cannot happen. It doesn't happen.
Be giving without asking and giving anything in return.
It doesn't happen. But like you know, like the scenario I gave earlier is like, you know, most times the guys are always the Billy. Yeah. So, but like that's like one of the few scenarios where the guy can, in a way, be the Billa or something. You know. Yeah. So it's not like you're really asking now or anything. Of course
she's offering,
she will want to take care of you and
sweet
stuff
boy.
And sweet yeah. boy, you know, it's like,
stop it, Tim.
Stop it, mom.
I'm screaming. But then that's true. Like, I think sugar mommy should really come out now. Because these boys are suffering. Give them some ginger. Their sugar daddy is repeated everywhere. But sugar mommy, show the boys
best
love.
Time, on the boys' side.
I think they actually love sugar mummies, but we just don't know, because guys are...
Okay, you guys are proud.
We are coded.
No, not even proud. You know, yeah, that's the word to use. Yes. Like, you rarely see a guy... a man coming to fight a man that leave my wife.
Yeah.
But every other day you come online and see
girls do better.
Dragging somebody's wig. You know, leave my husband.
Like, I can never, to be honest, if at all that kind of situation happens to me and the woman, the wife of the man, is coming to meet me, honestly, I'll just go bushly. Excuse me, please. I'll just go.
Somebody
the woman
will
be there. She'll come back here.
No, the woman already started pulling her hair. Leave
me alone. I'm not the husband. Meet your husband. He came to meet me. Oh my goodness.
You know, this has been a super, super interesting episode.
To be honest.
loved every bit of it. Thank you so much, Ola, for coming on this episode.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to the next segment, which is What Tea Why. This is like Tega's favorite segment.
No, this is not my favorite.
My own is trivial.
Mine is introduction. I like.
I'm always so.
I'm guessing of the podcast. Yeah.
You know, I'm a bougie babe. I don't like to be doing, hey guys, what's up?
Really?
But it's good sometimes. Just show yourself. So but yeah, today we're going to be doing What You
Wear. Yeah, What You
Wear. So we're going to start with our guests.
Yeah,
so Ola, just give us a rundown of what you're wearing.
Okay.
You look good, by the way.
As
drip and drape.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think this wood is from ASOS. Same with my pink jeans. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm wearing a camouflage Crocs. And a gift from my friend.
The shades or the scarf?
The shades. Oh yeah, the scarf is from also Felstive on Instagram. Yeah.
Nice. Is this the signature scarf?
I actually have a
different.
Well, I think I've seen this one.
Oh yeah, well, I think I like this one.
Hey, come on,
if you're a sugar mommy out there, please.
Boy, one be by on do
day. But no, you pay commission fee. We have this contact. No, we reach out to me. It's me you reach out to.
By the way, we're not cheap. We're expensive. So,
to me, I'm not running
million. I'm not the one that advertise for sugar
mommies.
Am I? I'm not for sugar
mommies. I'll pay you for PR. Now me get the job. Now me get run the level.
No,
I don't run up.
Even me self, I'm available. I'm fine.
So the one he does not want, he pass it to Ola. I'm screaming. So
the ones that Ola that not that cannot afford Ola, because they'll be Ola will charge you now. They'll be rich. If you me, I'm available. Come to me, baby.
Don't go to him or you. Just take him to Mauritius. You just.
We don't be playing in water.
You be kissing your cheeks, mommy. Oh my god! Okay, guys. So these shades are from my brother's closet. I stole it.
Only.
But I really like them. They're just very different and nice. I guess. What do you guys think it's nice?
Yeah, it's actually very dope. I like it.
Thank you.
Shout out to you, Team Lang.
Shout out to my brother, Timmy. He'll probably find out that I stole it from this podcast, but we'll move. This jacket is from Gam Island, and I'm wearing my usual gold jewelry from Curio Class, and I think this by Cartier, I'm not sure, sure, but nice. You know, always coming with the drip, the jewelry drip, all jewelry plugs come to your girl. She's got you, because I always rock them well, period. Oh, and, and my hair is from Monica. It's actually already getting really old, but don't worry, next episode I'm coming with a banger, period. So that's all I'm wearing. I'm wearing this with, what am I wearing?
What are you wearing under?
G-string. Hey. I'm joking, leggings. I'm just wearing these leggings and really comfy slippers. Yeah. So yeah. What are you wearing?
I mean, so this episode was meant to be a laid back, chilled episode. Yeah. Just with this swag. I don't know why my fashionistas came to show. Oh my God. Came all out.
Definitely all out.
But yeah, I'm just doing this hoodie is from Primark. It's Justin Bieber. Nice. Hoodie has like Justin Bieber's face on it. Too much info, but yeah, I mean, and I'm just wearing normal Adidas track pants and a pair of slides. And yeah, this random headband from a brand I worked with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Dubai.
They wanted to channel his Serena Williams. That's what they said to me.
And then just a few accessories.
Yeah.
And I know I always look like a sweet boy every time.
Period. We always give you guys drip. So yeah. You know what to do. Run our checks, guys. Okay.
Yeah, so moving on to the next segment, we have trivia.
It's my favorite segment of the show, where we get to play games, because I'm a player. Both in the and also like in real life.
She's not lying.
I'm joking, I'm a player. She's not lying, please. She's a player. I'm a sweet girl. Okay. Shout out to my men.
You already. What do they call that thing?
Casted myself. So guys, we're going to be playing the concentration game today. We all know what concentration game is, right? So Tega, Ola, and I are going to be saying names of certain things that our producers are going to call out. So
I'm starting.
Y'all should. Y'all I'm should starting. Get ready for me and my victory. So producers, over to you.
What's your food?
Amala.
Eba.
Rice.
Jollof rice.
Are you okay? Rice, jollof rice. How?
Wait.
You lost. Please.
No. Jollof rice is a different type of rice. We can't put jollof rice on the same
level as rice.
I object. Let's start again.
Concentration.
State.
In
Nigeria.
Delta states.
Akwa Ibom.
Oyo.
So we're in shape of boy.
Oh yeah, I'm out.
Out. Please again, name another one.
I'm out.
Oh, another one.
Concentration. Cars.
Nissan.
Toyota.
Oh shit.
Out.
Again. Let's do it again.
Out. No.
Wait, let's do it again. Please again. I'm ah. Okay.
Oh yeah, again. Another say, word.
Okay,
another
Uli.
African countries.
Okay. Uganda.
Angola.
Rwanda.
Cameroon.
Nigeria.
Ghana.
Cotonou.
Togo.
Mali.
Senegal.
Sierra Leone.
Angola.
South African. South Gambia. Africa. Where is South Africa? Ghana.
Nigeria. Oh, you said Nigeria.
I won!
You would have won. It's not a fair game, but then it's fine.
Please get out since I lost 100 times.
This is your award.
Thank
your
you.
So yay. Guys, yeah, it's a wrap on today's episode. We are super, super excited. Thank you so much, Ola, for coming on the show. Hope you had a good time.
Yeah, it is.
And hope you're going to help spread the word about Afro Zillennial. Hope you like our space and everything. Thank you. So, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the channel at Afro Zillennial Podcast. Like this video, share, give it a thumbs up. Please don't dislike. Anyways, we won't see you too. Go ahead and dislike. Drop your comments as well, and we hope to see you in the next video.
Yeah, and of course, big shout out to everyone that keeps supporting, that keeps, you know, sharing and drops.
We love you.
You know, our fan base, our family already. We appreciate you.
We love
guys.
You. And shout out to them on the love on the other episode.
Yeah.
Really, really see you, and we love you. Bye.
Bye, guys.